Jay Hunter here with iRockRadio.me. We are in the green room of the Chameleon Club in Lancaster for the big show coming up with Queensryche. I'm here with Michael Wilton, the co-founder and also lead guitarist of Queensryche. How's it going, man?
It's going really good. You know, we're on this last leg of the Condition Human Tour, and we're just hitting it out here, and this will be the last leg of this tour for this year. So we're really proud to hit the East Coast again, because we came through here in January and a snowstorm kind of wiped some of the shows out. So this is good that we get to hit these places again.
I was going to say, I'm really excited to see you guys now, because I mean, obviously you've gone through some changes, and since the changes, you have the new album out. Well, it's not new anymore, but it sounds great. Guardian, we've been playing it on iRockRadio.me, and you know, how's the road been treating you with the new lineup and the changes?
It's actually been great. It's all positive. We're rebuilding the band and you know, making all the you know, contacts again with the industry. So it's, you know, it's a bit of an arduous task when it's kind of went down a rabbit hole, but now it's coming back and we're really moving forward.
I've been looking forward to it because some people that I know have seen you guys. My first time, I think it was M3 Festival that you guys did, and they you know, again, not to, you know, point fingers one way or the other, but they told me that it was just an incredible show, and they hadn't seen that quality from the entire band of Queensryche in a long time. So
yeah, I mean, that's great to be doing M3 festivals again, and you know, actually met some fans today that said, "Hey, we saw you at M3. You should have closed it because half the people left after you were done."
And you know what? That's actually one of the three people that told me when they were at the M3 festival. That's one of the people that said that too. So, so. Now, with Todd in the mix, first of all, how did he come into the mix? Because I'm not sure. I think I remember reading somewhere that you were working with him previously on a different project.
Yeah, I met him at the NAMM convention, and we literally, he bumped into me at an hors d'oeuvre table at the Seymour Duncan party, and he thought I was Eric Peterson of Testament.
No.
He told me, "Hey, nice show last night." So I looked at him kind of funny, you know, and go, "What? Who are you?" You know, that kind of thing, and just tried to blow him off, you know. And then, but then, you know, he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. And we talked and just exchanged numbers because, you know, he introduced himself as a drummer. So we were going to work on some side project ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sent him some demos and he put some drums on it, and you know, then everything kind of exploded, and the whole band was in a bit of disarray. And then, you know, he texts me, he goes, "Hey, I saw the news. By the way, I can sing Queensryche."
Nice.
You know, and this kind of magically happened. It was like fate. One step after another, after another, after another. He came to the first rehearsal. The first song we rehearsed was Queen of the Reich, and it was easy for him. And everybody in the band, you know, their eyes opened and jaws dropped, like, "My God, we've been trying to do this in the standard key for so many years. It's like, and this is your easiest song to sing?"
Wow.
Yeah, and because we didn't have any shows lined up, you know, they were mysteriously taken away from us, we decided to do a couple headline shows as Rising West. And so we booked two shows at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle with limited time, sold both of them out in, you know, hours. So it was clear that the fans wanted to hear the songs that they haven't heard in years, the classics, the first 6-7 albums, right?
Right.
So we put a blistering set together, and, you know, less than anything, you know, and people were blown away, and it went viral. It went so viral that different management companies flew up to Seattle for the second show, sold out all the merchandise.
So you did all this back in your home area?
Right, yeah. In Seattle. And, you know, from there, after the second show, it was connecting with different management offers. And, you know, we did that. And the first thing they said is, that, "Hey, the fans are calling you Queensryche. Call yourself Queensryche." And then that's how it all started.
So, well, now since we're talking about old stuff too, and we were talking about the last album, I was going to say, you know, I mean, we can play Guardian right now, take a little break, but or something else off of that album. But doesn't matter what song. What song do you want us to play?
Well, we have a video coming out for Hellfire, so why don't you blast that one?
All right, you heard it here. Queensryche and Hellfire on iRockRadio.me.